Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Inspired at Home Radio. I'm Tiffany Windsor, and I am so happy that you are joining us. Each week, we search the web, check out blogs and networking sites to find some really cool projects just for you. Candace, what's your project pick of the week?
Well, this week, I went on inspiredathome.com. My pick of the week is a 3D floral canvas by our own very talented Heidi Borchers. This is a texture magic project on art canvas using silk flowers and paint. We've actually made this project in our studio, and it's one of those wow projects. It is so beautiful. It's a wonderful home decor project that people can't believe you actually made. It really looks like a piece of art. Check it out at inspiredathome.com. It's really easy to make, and it really makes a statement in your home decor. Tiffany?
You know, I do want to mention that if our listeners open up a separate window in their browser, you can go to today's radio page and see all of these projects that we're talking about. So you can see Heidi's 3D canvas. Heidi, what's your project pick of the week?
My project pick of the week is from Fave Crafts, and that's FAVECrafts.com. And have you checked it out lately? Because they have all kinds of e-books. And I'm not sure even how many they have, but I recently came across the newest ones, which were really great. One of them is low-cost clothing. There's another one that's inexpensive home decor, creative crafting all year round, and there's one on garden crafts. So be sure to check them out. There's lots of great ideas in each book. Some of them have 50, some of them 30. So check them out because they're free. And that's at favecrafts.com. Tiff?
You know, Heidi, we love to rave about Fave, and Fave Crafts now has Inspired at Home radio page where you can read about our archived episodes and learn about upcoming guests on the show. You know what I love to do also is check in at favecrafts.com to see what's hot in the current top 10 craft projects. And so I went on right before the show, and right now the top 10 craft projects at favecrafts.com are: number one, crochet orchid. Number two, how to make glitter clay beads. Number three, scrap yarn crochet slippers. Number four, bell angel. Number five, unexpected tools for quilters. Number six, a sun hat. Number seven, how to use shrink plastic. That's by Maria Nerius, our very own craft concierge. Number eight, plunger pals, Santa and Elf. That sounds interesting. Number nine, knitting and crochet tote releases stress. And number 10, simple marbled Christmas ornaments. So there's a great way for you to go right into favecrafts.com and see what's hot right now. My project pick this week comes from splitcoaststampers.com. You know, it's not too early to be thinking about your holiday decorating. So today I picked a collection of paper trees by Jen Balser. I'm not a scrapbooker, but I love paper crafting, and I love Jen's use of color, style, and her cute factor. By looping and pinning paper strips to styrofoam cones, you can quickly create a cute potted holiday tree. You can easily change up the look by using styrofoam balls and creating topiaries. I really can't wait to try these out. And as I mentioned, don't worry if you miss writing down any information that we share on the show, because you can go to today's radio show page at inspiredathome.com and get all the details. On that radio page, you will also find the photographs for all the projects and ideas that we are sharing today. Remember that you can open up a page in your browser, just open it up as a new window, and read along while you're listening to the show.